Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. And although I've been off for a few days, I am fired up and ready to go again, ready to talk to you about business. How I so enjoy doing that. Well, how's business going? Are you on top of the mountain? Are you doing so well? You can't believe how well you're doing. You know, I'm hearing from business people all over the country as I speak to them that they are doing well. And surprisingly, it doesn't necessarily match up with what you're hearing in the news media, but there is business out there, and if you're doing things in the right way and you're always looking to improve your business and you're always looking to improve your prospecting and your marketing materials and your sales effort, and every day that's a priority to get things done and get them done right, you're going to find that you are going to prosper. And when you do prosper and you get to the top of the mountain and you're on top of your game and you're sitting there at your desk and you're looking at your checking account and it's full of money and you have lots of receivables and you are so proud of yourself, well, that's when you really have to be cautious. That's when you have to stop and really think, what am I doing? I like being up here. I like the nice clean air that's on top of the mountain. I like being able to pay my bills on time. I really enjoy the thought of being able to take a vacation, meet my payroll, plan my retirement, pay my mortgage down. There are so many good things that happens when I am on top of the game and when business is coming in. But that's when you really need to be careful, because there are times that people will have an ego. How many name brands can we name? Yahoo just laid off 1,700 people. Yahoo once upon a time was, wow, they were on top of their game. How about AOL? AOL was on top of their game. There's so many others we can mention that were just doing so well, but they didn't see the vision. They weren't paying attention to their business. They were just raking in the money because they thought it would never stop. And you can't do that. You have to say to yourself every single day, what did I sell today? What did I deliver? What was my customer service like? I've got to pay attention to my business, because the more successful you are, the more in danger you are of falling off the mountain. How many Super Bowl teams repeat year after year? Well, it's not doesn't happen often. How many baseball teams win the World Series 2 years in a row? How many people have you looked around, and if you think about it, their business just isn't there anymore? Once upon a time, they were just on top of their game. How many cell phone companies have gone out of business? So you get my message. You understand what I'm talking about. I'm not trying to put fear into your hearts. I'm just trying to get you to pay attention. I'm trying to get you to really think about every single day, and on the first of the month, you are stone cold broke. It doesn't matter how much money's in the bank. It doesn't matter how much the receivables are. It doesn't matter how well you're doing. It's a new month. We don't want to give up the gains that we have. So let's be paying attention to our business. Let's be paying attention to our receivables. Let's be paying attention to our payables. Let's be paying attention to our cash. And how many new prospects do we have? Sales are important, but sales come from new prospects. If we don't have enough prospects, it doesn't turn into appointments, and appointments don't turn into sales. I told you I am fired up today because I want you to have the best year that you've ever had. This is Howard Lewinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.